We are getting wordy once again in the Learning English studio. I'm Katie Weaver, and here with me are reporters Ashley Thompson and Dan Friedel.
Hey, Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hello, you two. Thanks for coming in. We are going to try another installment of Words to the Wise, our new program where we discuss, explain, and learn very current words and terms.
It's that time of the year again. The most wonderful time of the year.
My birthday!
Really? Happy birthday, Ashley.
Thanks.
Yes, Ashley. Happy birthday. Again. But actually, that is not the event Dan is talking about. March Madness has begun. I thought we should go over some related language.
Ah, yes. The big college basketball championship. It begins in the middle of March, and people definitely go mad over it.
But not mad as in angry, right, Dan?
Well, Katie, some people might get a little mad if their favorite team does poorly. Mm-hmm. But March Madness refers to the wild nature of the tournament. There are so many teams and a lot of games ending at the same time. Dramatic endings, especially. We'll hear about some of those endings later on.
And the madness also refers to the wild excitement the tournament causes. Actually, college basketball, or NCAA basketball, is very popular here in the United States. In many parts of the country, it's a lot more popular than the NBA, even, or National Basketball Association.
Yeah, so anybody checking out American news and social media will likely face some of the madness online.
That's right, Katie. The tournament really begins on Selection Sunday, and that's when a committee decides which universities' teams will get into the tournament. They start out with 68 teams, and then it gets down to the championship game, which doesn't actually happen in March. It happens at the beginning of April. So we go from one Sunday in March all the way to the beginning of April.
Wow, Dan. March Madness, Selection Sunday. There sure are a lot of alliterations involved. Those are phrases where many or all of the words start with the same letter or sound.
And we haven't talked about the Final Four yet.
Oh, another one.
So we start out with 68 teams in the men's tournament and 64 in the women's, and then they start dancing, right, Dan?
Yeah, I've heard everyone say, oh, this school or that school, they're all going to the big dance.
Mm-hmm.
What is this big dance?
Well, the big dance, that's just what they call it for fun. They don't dance, they play basketball. It's like a big party for a few weeks. Each of the teams are ranked based on their performances during the regular season, and those rankings are called seeds. Each group of teams is put into one of four regions, and each region has the number one seed all the way down to the 16th seed.
Just to be clear, Dan, the word seed in this case does not relate to plant life, right?
That's right, Ashley. Seed has to do with the ranking of the teams in the competition, and they want to make sure that the best teams don't play each other too early. So there are four sets of number one seeds and four sets of number two seeds and so forth and so on.
So in other words, you want to spread around the competition to produce a better sporting event, kind of like a farmer spreads seeds for a good crop.
So it does come back to that literal meaning that I mentioned.
Mm-hmm. So before it began, a lot of people in the United States tried to pick which team would win each game of the tournament.
That's right, Katie. That's called the bracket. And it's a chart. It shows all of the teams and their projected next round opponent. But nobody knows for sure which team will win the subsequent games. So you choose the winner, the team that you think will win, and filter it all the way down to the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight and the Final Four and all the way down to the championship game.
Okay, so it sounds like someone here has his own bracket all finished up.
Wait, why don't people just pick the higher seeded team to win each game when they're filling their brackets out? I mean, that's what I would do.
Seems sensible.
Seems like a sensible method, right?
Well, it rarely works out that way. Sometimes two or three of the best four teams will make it to the Final Four, but usually there is a team that's unexpected.
Okay, so there's that Final Four phrase again, Dan. Can you explain that to our audience?
So the Final Four, those last four teams that make it, that's the semifinals of the tournament, and the previous round is the quarterfinals, and we call that the Elite Eight.
Another alliteration.
And before that, you have the Sweet 16.
Oh, my gosh. So you might say there are a lot of upsets along the way, then?
Right. An upset is when one team that's favored doesn't win the game.
Okay.
The underdog team upsets the favorite. And some of those upsets happen with dramatic moments at the end of the game. Those are called buzzer beaters.
That sounds violent.
So it's not violent, usually. The buzzer is a device that makes a loud sound to signal end of play. And a buzzer beater is a moment at the very end of the game when that game can be decided with just one shot that goes into the basket before the buzzer.
It might even go in after the buzzer, right?
Yes.
You have to the shooter has to have let go of the ball before the buzzer buzzes.
Yes. A really exciting game might combine a Cinderella story team and a buzzer beater.
Cinderella? Are we going to Disneyland?
Tell her. Go ahead, Dan. Tell her.
So a Cinderella team is a team that is not expected to do well. Maybe they don't have the best record. Maybe they were not the best team in their conference during the season. But usually something happens where they start winning some games. They get confident. And it's a surprise. Like Cinderella getting to the ball and winning the prince's favor.
Okay, you guys. So do you want to tell the world about your brackets, who you've got picked? Who do you think, Dan, will cut down the net this year?
Cut it down? What, is this destructive all of a sudden?
Ashley, it is. There's a tradition where the winning team takes scissors and cuts down the net so that they can put it in their trophy case back at their university for future generations of fans to admire.
Ah, well, in that case, the net will go home to the University of Kansas.
Oh, really?
That's my guess.
Oh, yes. Dan, who do you think's going to cut down the net?
I think I'll go with Villanova, which is a small school near Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. They were the champions last year in one of the most exciting championship games ever. One on a buzzer beater.
Wow.
And I think they can do it again this year.
Okay, cool. Well, I have no idea who might win. I'm not even sure. Now I know two teams that are actually involved in the tournament. But
both number one seeds.
Okay, I didn't know that. But I will say that I will watch the games because I love watching basketball. So I'm going to watch this weekend. I'm Katie Weaver.
I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan Friedel.